you've got a knife or a scythe or something like that, what do you sharpen it on?
Oh, a whetstone.
And a whetstone. Okay.
If you've got a knife or what?
Or a scythe or a scythe.
Oh, scythe is what I was thinking.
Yeah. Okay. And if you have one of those, if a sharpening thing that's a big round stone,
grinding wheel.
Call that a grinding wheel.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're going to go into town, you drive what? What is it you drive normally when you're driving?
Oh, drive a car.
You drive a car. Okay. Okay. And if your car has something squeaking, what do you do to it?
Well, it all depended on what it was. That I would oil it,
mm-hmm.
were it a machine part,
mm-hmm.
or were it a part that probably contain, you know, have a bushing or something mm-hmm. like that in it, that I would probably apply grease to it,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or grease it.
Mm-hmm. You smile. Why are you smiling?
Because I couldn't have gotten tickled. Some of these I know are sort of established.
They're classic.
Yeah, they're classics. You know, the greasy and greasy.
Yeah.
And right. I was thinking about that when I was thinking about
the E-Bag B. Atwood, right? Yeah.
Incidentally, speaking of Miss class earlier, I don't know if I might have said this last time, but I broke up the class because it was fairly early in the quarter. She was talking about certain differences in dialect. Said, for instance, a downhill, that usually we refer to things as being greasy,
mm-hmm.
and up north, what we call greasy, they say greasy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you see, it just shows they don't know what they're talking about. There, you know, greasy is something really you don't want to handle very much.
Mm-hmm.
But greasy, like with Colonel Sanders Kentucky Fried Chicken, well, that's finger licking good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what? Now you've got three forms there. You've got the noun form, and for the noun form, you used without any hesitation grease.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of normal?
Yes, I think so. Uh-huh. But I couldn't imagine. Did anyone refer to it as grease in the noun form?
Yeah. Apparently some people do. Mm-hmm. Well, but when you used the verb form, you said grease.
Yes, uh-huh. It's like supposed to be breath or breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Today...
grease or grease. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I showed one of my 099 students was wondering about the word estimate and mm-hmm. estimate.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that it's spelled the same, but usually
mm-hmm.
when you're pronouncing the verb form, you say estimate,
mm-hmm.
while an estimate is the name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then for you, then obviously the adjective form would be greasy, wouldn't it?
Oh yes.
Rather than greasy.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In most circumstances. Okay. Okay. Now, if you have a lamp inside the house that isn't an electric lamp. What do you usually burn in the lamp?
In kerosene.
Kerosene, okay. So it would be a kerosene lamp. You ever have a kind of makeshift lamped? Makeshift...
I think I'm getting lamped.
Yeah, me too. You have a makeshift lamp with... sometimes you have a bottle with a rag in it.
Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, Molotov. You ever see those used as a lamp in a house anywhere?